Sometimes life as parents gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break. Well, hello there, and welcome to our podcast again. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today we're going to talk about, as we addressed in the last episode, we're going to talk about our wedding. That was a fun day, wasn't it, honey?
I guess, if you mean passing out, it's fun.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't know, 4.5 years ago, me and Caitlin got married on April 22nd. Well, we got married at her church. She wanted to get married at her church, so I was going to compromise with that idea.
Because it was free and I didn't have to pay for nothing.
Well, that's true.
We're on a budget.
Yeah. Aren't any parents really on a budget? I mean, quite honestly, any weddings, honestly, are pretty much on a budget.
Yep.
So, anyways, the pastor of the church didn't bother telling us how to control the air conditioning, so to speak. And so it started out with my sister-in-law literally passing out.
That we don't talk to no more, but that's another story for another time.
Yes, that's for another time. Let's stay on the subject. She passed out.
In the middle of the ceremony.
Towards the end, actually, but it was close to the middle. Then we're taking pictures, and mind you, it's hot in here, and any wedding dress, any tuxedo, it would be hot. Well, all of a sudden, we're taking pictures, and Caitlin's like, I'm gonna faint. And I'm like, what do you mean you're gonna faint? She literally started passing out. They had to lay her on one of the pews, right?
Yep.
And then, not only did she start passing out, her brother started passing out.
Both of them.
Actually, both of her brothers started passing out.
They were, how old were they at the time?
Let's see here. Nate was,
he's 13 now.
So he would have been
about nine-ish.
Nine.
And Leon was like 14, 15.
Yeah. And these are her brothers. We're here, we're trying to take pictures, and everybody's passing out. I almost passed out, too, because remember, I started saying that I wasn't feeling well. Mm-hmm. Basically, after it was all said and done, mind you, our wedding started at, what time did it start at?
4.
It started at 4. People were still waiting on us around 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so we get done with the pictures finally after we got Caitlin's color back in her, because she lost some color too, didn't you?
Yep, and I hadn't eaten that whole week just about it. I was snacking on stuff. I wasn't like having full meals because this was my first wedding.
Yeah, and it was mine too, and I was definitely nervous. We'll tell you that much.
He just got on with BMW, so.
Yeah, as we mentioned in the last podcast, the week that I got married was also the week I started as a BMW associate. So, it was actually an exciting week, but it was also a long week.
Busy, hectic, chaotic.
Yeah.
Whatever you can think of.
And so, basically, when we got done with the pictures, we went rushed to the
fellowship building. And we ate.
Surprisingly, they hadn't eaten yet.
Some of them were, I think.
Oh, some of them were?
But they had us a plate already made and things like that, so.
That cake was fantastic, though.
Yes. Yeah. And it kept very well for the when we had our first year.
Yes. Actually, that whole thing about keeping the cake for 1 year, it's not that bad.
No.
I've had some people complain that it's kind of nasty. And
I also think it's dependent on the baker. We used a woman in Pickens, which we had friends at the time to get married a week, 2 weeks before we did, and they used her too. And
I forgot they used her.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was very, very good. We still have memories of that cake.
Oh yes, that cake was amazing.
It was beautiful.
It was nice and moist too.
I don't like that word.
I know you don't. I had to bring it up. But, see, this is how we are in real life. We'll joke around with each other. And advice to all the ones getting ready to get married and all, or are married, remember to laugh. Because you'll go through tough times, which we definitely have gone through tough times in our marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with this dang pandemic that we have. Mm-hmm. But we'll save that for another time as well. But basically, needless to say, after that, you know how you're supposed to have these amazing send-offs and all that? Well, it had been about 5, 6 o'clock in the evening.
And
so
everyone decided to go home.
Right? And so
like, okay.
So we took a few more pictures. We kind of did a fake send-off, so to speak. I tell you one thing. You were happy when we got home to get that wedding dress finally off. Was it heavy?
Yeah, it was like, I want to say about 15 extra pounds on me because it was so heavy.
Ooh, jeez.
Yeah.
And rough. Imagine just sweating in it, too.
It
makes it even worse. I was happy to get that tuxedo off, let me tell you, because...
And then it rained the next day.
Oh, yeah, it did rain the
next
day.
It rained on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Weekend.
Yeah. You remember the cans dragging from my car?
Oh, I hated it. Dr.
Oh,
Pepper,
gosh,
though. I love
yes.
Dr. Pepper.
Yes, they put Dr. Pepper cans behind my car. They painted the windows with the little paint markers, and...
That was awful.
One of the sayings, I remember this saying real well, big money wedding, as in BMW. And I was like, wow. two of my friends that worked at BMW with me were actually in my wedding. So,
well, actually three if you count Chad.
Well, yeah, you could count Chad, but he wasn't working at BMW,
I know,
at the time.
But still.
Yeah, you're right.
You can still add him.
Yeah, definitely. And so basically, my car was covered in paint marker, and they even wrote on my car, which made me mad because I had just washed that car to get it ready for our honeymoon. And you gotta understand, when I wash my car, you don't mess with my car after I wash it. Because I put detail into my car. I mean, I'll take it to a car wash.
Without our daughter.
That's a funny story, too. And we'll talk about little Addie on an episode one day.
Maybe we'll have her on.
Maybe we'll have her on. We haven't decided yet. Like I said, we're working on the bugs of this podcast. And so basically... I looked at my car, and I said, you drew on my car. Not the fact of what all they wrote on my car, but they literally drew on my car. And I was like, you realize that doesn't come out of paint real well. Luckily, it did. I was kind of shocked that it did. But had it not, I probably would have strangled one of my friends right then and there.
Your brother was one of the ones who drew one too.
Yeah, my brother was one of them.
But he's a sore topic right now.
Yeah, he's another sore topic we'll talk about later if we feel like talking about it. But needless to say, the rest of the wedding kind of went off without a hitch. Mm-hmm. Except, remember at the start of it, we thought we had video recording, and come to find out the camera died, and they never left us a DVD to record. And, well, first, we found out that the church never left us a DVD to record because they were going to let us use their equipment. And then, so my dad brought a camera to have set up on the side. Well, apparently that camera wasn't fully charged. So
Like he thought it was.
And I even asked him, I was like, is that camera fully charged? Oh, yeah, son, it's really fully charged. And then after we got done with the wedding, he's like, I got bad news. I'm like, what? You didn't record any of it? Yeah, the camera died. I was like, so it was fully charged, right? And he just looked at me and said, shut up, Justin. But needless to say, I mean, the ceremony was gorgeous. The songs were on point, obviously, because we picked the songs out. Yeah. You remember the rehearsal? And I was standing up there all nervous because I was like, that's not the right song. You have to understand me, I'm a perfectionist. I try not to be, but I am. I tried to do everything to a perfection. It's kind of a strength, but it's also kind of a weakness. I'm also very picky as well. Or am I?
Picky about what?
Picky about anything.
Yeah, food-wise, you're annoying.
There she goes again. But needless to say, I mean, we were also concerned that your brother would start acting up in the middle of the ceremony, and he didn't. No, he actually did really good.
And for those who don't know, my brother has... I got two brothers. They both have a different kind of special needs. My first brother was born without an arm. We'll get to that later. And then the baby brother was born with some form of autism. And we'll get into that as well in another time when we talk about our sides of the family. To do that one day.
Yeah, I would love to do that one day.
So they'll know where we come from.
Yeah. I mean, because to know a person, you got to know where they came from, so to speak.
So we'll do one podcast of just Justin's family, and then one podcast of our family, but I'd rather ask our parents first before we do it.
Yeah, I would definitely like to get their permission. Yeah. But needless to say, the wedding was great. The wedding night, I mean, all the candles that I lit, and you thought I was going to set our new apartment on fire. Because of all the candles I lit.
Pretty much.
Let's just say I got a bunch of tea light candles and set them on the dresser, set them on the tall dresser, set them on
side tables.
Side tables, bathroom.
It was like everywhere.
It was everywhere. You put it this way, by the time it was all said and done, I didn't even need to turn on a light because we had enough light from all the candles.
Hey, day.
And our dog came to visit for a little bit.
This was before we got our puppy, or our big baby.
Yeah. Daisy came after a year of marriage. Well, it was not.
It was like 10 months.
Yeah, 10 months into us being married. Of course, I was working third at the time, and I was like, honey, you need a companion because I'm on night shift and I don't want you to be alone. So we went and got this beautiful foxhound beagle mix.
But looks can be deceiving. Sorry.
She looked a lot smaller in that picture.
I think they held her down, and then when we saw her, we thought she wasn't there because they had another dog at the time. On that same website, and it was like, her name was Daisy as well.
Yeah.
And when we asked about her, They said, oh, yeah, Daisy already got adopted. I said, what? I was crying.
Yes, you were.
I was like, that's my baby. And then they said, oh, you're talking about the beagle? And I was like, yes, the beagle. And they're like, okay, well, she's over here. And she was so happy to see us.
Yes, she was.
We were in a visiting room together, and she about walked out the door because she opened the door.
Yep. And I was like, okay, she was strutting her stuff after as we were leaving to the other dogs, like, yeah, I'm leaving. See you guys later, so to speak. But we love our little Daisy Mae, don't we?
And Addie is not named after Daisy.
No.
The Mae just flows.
Yes, it does.
And we'll tell y'all about how Addie got her name later when we talk about Addie.
Yes, definitely.
Lord, a podcast for Addie.
Oh my goodness, that podcast will probably be an hour.
Probably be two parts.
Because Addie will want to talk your head off. Even though you can't understand what she's saying, she will talk your head off.
Yep, she'll dance a little bit, and she'll talk.
Yeah.
She'll sing, she knows words, and she can count.
Yeah, so.
I love her.
Why don't we talk about the reason why we started this podcast? How about that as well?
Okay,
so.
Sorry, this episode is just a mix and match type.
Yeah, and it's.
Because we wanted to get back on because we were so excited. But.
Yes, I mean, we'll have another one probably Sunday.
Or maybe tomorrow.
Thursday. We haven't decided yet because my work schedule is hectic. My wife's work schedule is hectic, yeah. But we're going to try to do this because we enjoy doing this. And like I said, thanks to Odin and Tyr of Winter's Call, they gave us the courage to kind of do this. We saw what they were doing with Winter's Call. We liked what they were doing. And I went on there and if you want to listen to that episode on Winter's Call, it's called Reaper with a Heart of Gold, because my nickname on TikTok at the time was B.A. Reaper. So, and we threw some ideas with them. They thought, yeah, you guys definitely can do it as that annoying car goes by. I don't think y'all heard that, but there's this car that goes by.
Every night at the same time.
Every night at the same time, revs his engine as loud as he can. I just wish his car would blow up in front of our house one day. So I could just go out there, take digital pictures, and laugh at him.
Literally, he doesn't mean like blow up, like kaboom.
I meant like the engine would blow, so to speak. Not like blowing up the car or anything like that. It's just, this guy, he just flies down the road. And it doesn't make no sense why he does that.
He has no respect.
But anyways, getting back to what we were talking about. So, me and Caitlin had decided that we wanted to do something different. We were going to do a TikTok together, but then
things happened, and we are both off of TikTok now because it was so stressful, and just, it was almost breaking our marriage up in a way.
Yeah, it was kind of, but I will say this, through it all, anything that happens to us, even fights, we always come back in the end stronger.
Yep.
Like I said, we've been through having COVID-19 twice.
He hasn't. I have.
Caitlin's had it twice. I've had it once. I had it once before the vaccine.
I had it once.
And I'm going to go ahead and put this out here. If you're talking about getting the vaccine, that is fine. But don't force anybody else to get it.
Yeah, we're not going to judge anybody who gets it or doesn't get it, for that matter. Which, do you want to talk about that video while we're on here?
What video? Oh, yeah, let's talk about that video. So, there was this video one of my friends shared with me. And I don't know what to think about this video. There's this woman on this airplane.
Let's just call her Karen.
Yeah, let's just call her Karen because that name's kind of fitting for this lady. Yeah. Complaining about sitting by someone that's unvaccinated, or she doesn't even really know if he was vaccinated or not.
Because she didn't give him the time of day.
Because she's like, present your vaccine card, which is not something you have to present.
We're planning on flying, Lord willing, next July to Montana to visit his Justin's side of the family, his dad's side, because I've never met them personally, and nor has Addie for that matter. But anyway, I'm not going to go on an airplane and ask everybody on that plane, you know.
Are you vaccinated or not? Because it's, at the end of the day, it's really none of your business if I'm vaccinated or not. And it's really none of your business if I have a vaccine card or not. I don't get why this country is going to the ways, as my friend would say, of Nazism, pretty much. Because that's basically what you're heading down when you're asking for a vaccine card. Because it almost is identical to what they did to the Jewish people during World War II, the Germans. And it's absolutely wrong. You're singling out people who decided they don't want to get a vaccine. One, it's not really FDA approved. They keep saying it's FDA approved, but it's not. And two, it's not as effective as people think it is.
Because look at me. I got it. I got COVID before the vaccine even came out. I was sick for like 2 weeks or a little over 2 weeks. And that was August of last year. This time I caught it August of this year, within a week apart from last year. And I was fully vaccinated.
Right.
So don't tell me that you can't get it after you've been fully vaccinated. Because this woman in that video was like, well, I'm fully vaccinated and I can't catch it again.
And
yes, you can.
And here's the thing about that. If your vaccine, and I'm sorry, I'm going to rage here for a second. If your vaccine supposedly works, why are you worried about someone that's unvaccinated not having the vaccine? Tells me that this vaccine doesn't really work, does it? But then again, someone will say, that's not how vaccines work. Well, no, then it's not called a vaccine. It's a shot. It, for example, the flu shot, it doesn't always work. That's why you can't call it a flu vaccine. It doesn't always work. And that's the bottom line. And the way that they came out with this vaccine is just, I don't know what to say about it, because it's quite confusing that they're pushing it on everybody. And if they weren't trying to push it on everybody, then maybe I wouldn't have a problem with it. I have friends that will never get it, but that's their personal choice.
And we still love them just the same.
Right. And it's quite confusing why they're pushing the vaccine like they are.
I mean, it's sickening.
It's very sickening. I mean, can you imagine? You could lose your job just because you don't have the vaccine.
Yeah.
You cannot fly on an airplane just because you don't have the vaccine. You can't even probably go to a grocery store just because you don't have the vaccine. I'm sorry. What Joseph Biden is doing
is absurd.
It's absurd and an injustice to this country. And I don't know what's going to take for people to realize
and wake up.
And wake up and realize that this administration has nothing in your best interests. And what is it going to take? Is it going to take one person standing up? For example, what's his name? What's his name? From the Reformation. Martin Luther. He didn't like what the church was doing. Guess what he did? He wrote basically a paper saying, this is what's wrong with the Catholic Church, and here's why, and you need to repent and turn away from your sin because what you're doing is wrong. And he didn't care about the consequences. Is it going to take that one person who doesn't care about the consequences to finally show the government that you don't have a right to meddle within our affairs, and you don't have a right to tell our employers that they can fire us just because we don't have a vaccine. I'm sorry, it's wrong, and people, I don't want to say I'm done with people, but I mean, come on, people. It's getting kind of ridiculous. And the fact that they're actually singling out Christians for this. I did a video a while back on this that there was this whole thing about how Christians were unsafe because they are unvaccinated and all this. And I'm like, why are you singling out one religion? I don't understand that, but we'll save that for another day as well. But going back to the story, so this lady's like, yeah, I don't want to sit here because you are putting my life at risk, and kept, you know, pestering this flight attendant to try to get the guy that she was supposed to be sitting by to move, and the lady kept explaining to her, I can't do that, this is a full flight, we can't do that. Finally, and I'll say, not all heroes wear capes, the pilot of the plane finally told the lady to just stop and go on about your business, and they actually, didn't they remove her from the flight?
They escorted her out.
Yeah, they escorted her out. So it was poetic justice, so to speak, because, I mean, this Karen got what she deserved. And that's, I'm sorry, if you're going to interrupt a flight just because someone's not vaccinated, I'm sorry, you need to be thrown off an airplane. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And while we're at it, people that are saying, and this is something that I'm having issues with as, you know, the local church and all that, that if you love God so much, you'll get the vaccine. I'm sorry, you're missing the message, because that's not what the message is saying. It's saying to love one another, take care of one another, but also check on one another. And it's not saying, you know, go get a vaccine. I'm sorry. And these people that say we follow the science, there's no science in what's going on. Because, let's face it, the way they did things with this vaccine, and the way that they did things, especially Fauci did things with this coronavirus, I'm sorry, there shouldn't be no vaccine for it. And it's like I'll say, if you listen to the episode on Winter's Call, Fauci needs to be held accountable. China needs to be held accountable. And everyone that had their hands in this needs to be held accountable. I'm sorry, Fauci needs to be charged with war crimes because he's done crimes against humanity, and he's done other things, and these kind of things make me sick, what he has done. And if you read into it, you'll find out what he's done. But we'll say that for another day. Anything else you want to talk about, sweetheart?
I don't know, it's whatever you want to talk about.
How was your day?
Do you really want to know?
One of those kind of days, eh?
It wasn't too bad.
But was it like BMW day, so nope. to speak, or?
I don't think so.
No. BMW is rough sometimes, but I love my job, don't get me wrong.
And if y'all hear this message before November the 11th, please be keeping Justin in your thoughts and prayers and sending him positive vibes. He is a little nervous to be getting a job interview within BMW. He's not leaving. He's just getting another job within the plant. And I am excited for him, hopefully, which I know I have a great feeling about it, that he will get this job. So
does everybody in my, who I work with too. So, I mean, yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll have good news in the next few weeks, hopefully. But we'll see. Yeah, so work was okay for you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. I mean, work was fine with me. It was just long today. Yeah. I mean, it felt like the day would never end.
And it's only Wednesday.
Well, remember, I'm off starting tomorrow. And at that point, my wife basically said, okay, forget you, so to speak. But it's all right. I love you.
I love you too.
Diabetes intensifies.
Oh, y'all see, do y'all hear who I have to put up with? Oh, I love him, but my goodness.
Clemson plays this weekend.
Oh.
How about those Braves, though? That was awesome. Let me tell you, I'm a Braves fan. I'm not one of these huge diehard Braves fans, but I will definitely watch them when they're on TV. I mean, I can't really get into baseball. I can't watch 120-odd games or whatever it is. But I will watch the Braves whenever I'm just flipping through and see, oh, the Braves are playing. Let me see what's going on. And they won the World Series. It's been the first time in 26 years, which is absolutely awesome.
So how old are you in 1995?
Let's see here, 95.
I was 4.
I was, let me tell you, hang on as I calculate it. That was 26 years ago, so I would have been 6.
Yeah.
I was 6. Well, give or take, it probably was like 7 or so.
Yeah, because you're like 2.5 years older than me.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, it's awesome to see him win.
Yeah.
It was awesome to see Clemson win in 2017, first time in 35 years, a national championship.
Seems like it's been a distant memory.
Right? I mean, this whole pandemic kind of screwed everything up, so to speak.
And Bug is going to be 3 in a few months.
Don't remind me. It's... Mm-hmm. And Daisy, how old are you going to be? Let's see here.
I think she's 6.
Oh, wow. She's 6 years old. She's halfway there.
Turned 6 in June.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, needless to say, I mean, it was awesome to see the Braves win. As I told Caitlin last night after they won, you know what would make the year perfect? And a guy can dream, don't get me wrong. So, NASCAR races this weekend. It's the championship race. I want Chase Elliott to win the championship race. Either that or Kyle Larson. You liked Kyle Larson when we went to the 600.
But you know who my favorite one
was. Chase Elliott. He's your other man, so to speak, as you would say.
Nah, Justin's lying. He just wishes he could be him.
I'm more manly than he is. As she laughs at me. But, so we have that. One of them can't happen. Clemson ain't going to win the national championship this year in football. Let's not just even, that they'll not even they'll ranked. May win their bowl game,
but that's
probably it. And like I said, win's a win, no matter what it's going to be. I mean, if we beat Wake Forest by 7 points in a couple weeks, I'll be happy. I don't think it's going to happen, but you never know. So
this
we got
year
that
has been bad for everybody.
Then,
NFL.
Then this one probably is not going to happen. Clemson basketball winning the national championship. Mind you, they haven't even gotten to a Final Four yet. So we're kind of pushing that one along. Then Clemson baseball winning the College World Series. They've gone to the World Series, but they've never won it. I mean, the closest they got was the year that South Carolina blanked them in 3 games, and South Carolina ended up losing to Texas in the national championship game that year, I think. Yeah. Since then, they really haven't gotten any closer than that. But like I said, a man can dream. I mean, just like a man can dream about a BMW, but or any type of car, Ferrari or anything like that, doesn't mean you're going to get what's going to happen. But you never know. I mean, someone may have a good day, so to speak.
But do y'all see, or not see, do y'all hear how he just cuts me off like that?
I am so sorry, honey. I don't mean to cut you off. You're probably going to tell our friends that I'm mean and I cut you off on everything you say.
You're not mean.
Oh, I'm not mean? Oh, diabetes intensifies.
Here you go again, cutting me off.
Sorry.
You can be irritating.
Well, yeah.
But I still love you.
Oh. So, I mean, we can see what happens. I don't think any of those things are going to happen.
Nope.
So, I mean, the Braves winning the World Series, I'm like that. What?
I mean, I could see Chase winning again.
Yeah. But apparently him and Denny Hamlin have something going on now. So, I have a feeling Denny Hamlin's going to try to take him out Sunday.
Why can't they just give the boy a break?
I know. I mean, sometimes Chase kind of asks for it, but, I mean, the whole thing with Harvick, he didn't really ask for that one.
Y'all don't know what my thoughts on that doofus.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a spoiled brat. Let's say how it is. Just because he stepped into Dale Earnhardt's race car doesn't mean that's going to make him Dale Earnhardt. Let's be perfectly honest here. Yeah. He stepped into Dale Earnhardt's ride. They changed the number to 29 because they retired the number after Dale passed away. And then Austin Dillon picked up the car like...
Why did they retire the number if he's...
Because in NASCAR, you technically don't retire numbers.
Oh, y'all can hear. I'm just now getting into NASCAR.
Right.
So...
Well, we can also talk about Formula One. Then I lost you. Yeah.
Little at a time, Justin. Just a little
at a time. As Tier will say, oh, they made another left turn. And another left turn. Oh, someone got ballsy and made a right turn. Yeah. But, so needless to say, I mean, Kevin Harvick will never be Dale Earnhardt. Definitely Bubba Wallace will never be Dale Earnhardt. The one that might get close to it, even though I hate to say it, is Kyle Busch. Mm. Let's face it. The man has over 200 wins total. That's more than the king himself, Richard Petty. So, I mean, he can get there. He's got to win, what? 5 or 6 more titles to get to that point?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, Chase will never be. There's never going to be another Dale Earnhardt. The closest you would have gotten to Dale Earnhardt was Dale Earnhardt Jr., mm-hmm. his son. And he couldn't really live up to the expectation either, in my honest opinion.
But he's still good.
He was good. Yeah. But he was more of a dominant factor in the Nationwide Series, or now Xfinity. And actually, when he raced in the series, it was Busch. But yeah, I mean, let's just say, when Dale Earnhardt passed away, that part of NASCAR kind of went away, because you look at NASCAR today, it's not about intimidating a driver. It's about outrunning the driver now. These young guns think they can intimidate people, but they really can't intimidate anybody. They couldn't even intimidate themselves if they tried. Dale Earnhardt had this kind of thing going, and I miss it, so to speak. I'll tell you, when he passed away, I cried for like 2 weeks. Because it looked, sounded like I almost lost one of my family members, so to speak. Because, I mean, growing up, that's the only driver I knew.
Yeah, my great uncle was the same way. It really devastated him, and like he had jackets, I think t-shirts. I don't think he wore hats or nothing, but he had pictures of him hanging up on the wall. And I think after that, he just could not get back into racing ever again. And he didn't watch it at all.
The only thing that kept me getting into racing was actually going to a race. And once you go to a race, I'm telling you, if you want to experience a true NASCAR, as I do, go to a race. You know, they have good deals on tickets. I mean, that's how I got Caitlin into it. We went to a race, and needless to say, she enjoyed it. We also got a little family member out of the deal.
Yeah, the first time was not a good time. I didn't know nothing about it. and I was being a total, I'm going to say it, butthead to him. And I had to make it up to him somehow, if you know what I mean.
Being a married couple has its benefits.
And then the week after that, we went back. And I told him I'll make it up to him again. So we went back for the second race up there in Charlotte. And let's just say the day before Father's Day of 18, we found out that we were expected Bug.
Right.
So, and then I went back. Let me see. I didn't go any of 19.
Because of the pandemic, they didn't let anybody in.
Yep. And then so this year I went again, and I'm just getting the hang of it, you know.
We will actually want to go to another race next year too, if we can. But
we got so many plans next year. It's not even funny,
right?
So, but we'll talk about that later.
But anyways, well, we're gonna cut this off tonight. And we're
starting to get a little late.
Well, we're probably going to do another one this week. Probably two more. I don't know yet.
Yeah, we got to make a schedule.
Yeah, we do.
And then we'll announce it later on what days that we're going to be doing it.
Yes.
I want to do it like 3 days a week or so.
I like 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Because there's always things that are happening. By the way, before I mention this, before we cut this off, and this one thing I also want to talk about. So, did you see the Virginia governor race? Republican won?
Yes, I did.
And that was awesome. Did you see the New Jersey race? A Democrat won. But how, somehow, they found 100% of votes, all for Democrat, in the middle of the night. Sounds kind of fishy, but we'll...
It's fishy.
It's always fishy. They cheat. I'm sorry, they really do.
It makes me sick being a citizen of this country, and it just makes me...
Now, hang on. I like living in our country.
Well, don't get me wrong. You want to edit that out.
No, I mean, don't get you wrong. Go ahead.
It's just... Makes me upset that... They will try anything to get a win.
Right.
And it's not fair to the one who truly won.
Right.
You know, and it just burns me up.
And it's honestly, as I've said to one of my friends before, if they did once, they got away with it, they're going to do it again.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I love living here, but it's just the last few years have been rough political-wise. And it just kills me to see everything going, like, up in flames.
Well, yeah, I mean, all we can do is hope and pray.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we'll see you guys again some other time. Y'all have a good week, have a good day, and we'll see y'all again soon. Bye.